What is graduate student life like insofar as you guys needing more money?
Yeah, so one of the reasons that we call ourselves the Indiana Graduate Workers Coalition is we're describing a bargaining unit of about 2,500 people who are mostly PhD students, although there are also master's students who hold SAA positions. So these positions are usually instructional, sometimes they're administrative, sometimes they're research oriented, and they're positions that we do on top of our own personal research, our coursework requirements, and all those things. So the daily responsibilities of students on SAA is, you know, as anyone who has gone through graduate school, who has completed a PhD can tell you, far surpasses a 40-hour week work week. Right now, what we are paid, I would say that most graduate workers on SAA are paid somewhere around $18,000 to $19,000. Sometimes some graduate students make more than that. But the vast majority of graduate workers have only had two raises in the past 10 years, and some have had zero. So there are many graduate workers who are actually still at $16,000 a year. So one of our demands in terms of pay is to be brought up to the living wage in Bloomington, which far surpasses even the highest paid graduate worker currently, and also to have really basic things like yearly raises and cost of living increases, something that almost all other full-time workers at Indiana University have.
So what you're asking is for the university essentially to bypass what it has classified graduate students as in the past and change that to a full-time worker status.
I don't think that we are necessarily are asking to be changed in any kind of classification. Right now, what we're demanding, what we're asking for, is to be recognized as a union so that we can begin bargaining. But there is nothing in Indiana's policies that say that only workers of certain classifications are not allowed to be paid a living wage. So we don't really see that changing our classification is part of our we would like to be recognized as workers who contribute really valuable and crucial work to the university.
What would you say to somebody who said this is the way it has been for a long time, that when you sign up to be a grad student, you kind of sign up for this arrangement?
Yeah, well, I would say to them, first, that there are over 80,000 graduate workers who are in unions. Those universities that have unions include Harvard, MIT, most recently MIT, University of Michigan, NYU, University of Iowa, University of California, all over the place. We also know that being in a union has many benefits on worker pay, productivity, and mental health. So it's really to the benefit of the university if they would recognize us as a union and bargain with us so that we could have better conditions. The other thing is that it's really important to recognize that academia has changed in many ways in the past several decades. One of the ways is the diminishing job market. We have less certainty that we can achieve an academic position, for instance. Another is that many of us have families, have people we're responsible for caretaking. The current IU insurance policies make it very, very expensive to add dependents onto your healthcare coverage. So there really is a very crucial need right now for us to actually be paid what we are worth. The Indiana, our stipends do not even come close to keeping up with inflation, for instance. And so I think that's what I would say to someone about the sort of the particular precarity that graduate workers at Indiana University find ourselves in, that have really led us to this point that we need to have a union to improve our conditions.
What about the risk? You're going out there every day with the possibility that the university could, I know they have said that they won't punish people for speaking their concerns, but with the risk that you could be fired from your position with little or no consequence for the university.
Yeah, well, one thing I think is that it is really a testament to the strength of our organization and our depth. This organization has been years in the making. Years have led us to this moment where we have over 1,000 people who have signed a strike pledge, where we had a strike authorization vote that passed at a whopping 97.8%. The other thing is that the university would face many, many consequences for if it took the initiative to actively retaliate against striking graduate workers. We are engaged in a legal strike action. This is, you know, this is a purposeful work stoppage for union recognition. The purpose of this stoppage is to demonstrate to IU how crucial the work that we provide for this university is. There are 1,000 of us who have signed a strike pledge. We feel very, very confident that our numbers protect us, that our numbers are how we are protected. IU relies on our labor. That's why we've already seen major concessions in the form of a 5% raise across all campuses, a 5% stipend increase across the university when we first announced the strike vote. So we are very, very confident that and hopeful that IU will come to its senses and will begin bargaining with us in good faith.
How long do you plan on continuing the strike if they don't concede?
Well, we will have another strike authorization, we will have another vote to extend the strike tomorrow. The vote will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with results will be announced shortly afterwards. And everything comes down to what our membership decides. That's how this organization moves forward, and that's how this organization is strong. But I would say that right now, all of us are extraordinarily committed to continue participating in the strike action until we are recognized as a union.